A few kilometers from our farm holidays, you will find Villa Faraldi, a village devoted to art, where at every Carrujo you can breathe poetry and beauty. At the corners of its streets, in fact, are engraved on slate the work that famous poets and writers have dedicated to the olive tree. Also known as the Little Athens among the olive trees, Villa Faraldi also includes some hamlets, such as Delio Faraldi, Riva Faraldi, and Dovo Faraldi. It's no coincidence that the Norwegian artist Fritz Røed chose to spend his life here and built his atelier on top of the village. Over the years, Villa Faraldi has emerged from Valsteria as a cultural reference, not only in Liguria, but throughout Italy, thanks to its well-known festival. Not bad for a small village of just 400 inhabitants. The origin of his name is almost certainly Germanic Longobard. The term Fara would indicate a family or a tribe gathered in a village. Vala, on the other hand, would seem to define a forest bounded by a property. This leads us to interpret the origin of Faraldi as a village set in a forest and commanded by a family group. However, Villa Faraldi has much older history. In pre-Roman times, in fact, its territory was populated by fortified villages, the so-called castellari. Later, this area was inhabited by Liguri Ingauni, who had commercial relations with the Carthaginians until, as we know, the latter were defeated by the Romans. The proof of the existence of a village inhabited in Roman times is due to the discovery of a plaque, now preserved in the parish church of San Lorenzo. This is the oldest Roman inscription found in Liguria, in which we can read the dedication of a mother to her missing son. After the fall of the Western Roman Empire, the territory of Villa Faraldi was devastated by repeated raids by barbarian populations. These were mitigated when the area fell under Byzantine influence, thanks to which there was an economic and social recovery. After a brief Longobard domination, it passed to the Carolingian one. In this period, the feudal system was strengthened and soon brought the territory of Villa Faraldi under the control of the Marquisate of Clavesana. We have already seen in previous articles on Cervo, Diano Marina, and Diano Castello the vicissitudes of Clavesana. We know, in fact, that their properties soon ended in the 14th century, under the control of the Republic of Genoa. Even Villa Faraldi, therefore, became part of Communitas Diani, always under the domination of Genoa, and once it too lost its power, it suffered the fate of the Ligurian Republic, with the annexation to the Kingdom of Sardinia and the Kingdom of Italy. Villa Faraldi took on the appearance of a small town that we still know today. The village of Villa Faraldi retains all the charm of an ancient village. Its typical Carrugi weave the urban fabric and characterize its appearance, as it does in most Ligurian villages. Yet here, perhaps more than in other places, you can enjoy a unique beauty. It is not only the landscape and agricultural products of a territory that speaks of Villa Faraldi. It is rather the art that represents the red thread to understand its particularly. From the most ancient testimonies, such as the Roman tombstone inside the church of San Lorenzo, to the building itself as a whole, everything here conveys beauty. Walking through the streets of the village, it is impossible to ignore the elegance of this small architectural jewel. Its current appearance is the result of the successive renovations during the 16th and 17th centuries. These have involved the interior decoration, the arrangement of the presbyterial area, and the creation of a side chapel. In the 19th century, however, it was decided to rebuild the entire facade. It is also worth a visit to the nearby hamlets. In Riva, for example, you can admire a medieval bridge, while in Tovo and Delio there are some splendid 15th century politics. The Norwegian artist moved to Villa Faraldi in 1983. Here he soon gave life to the festival that brought so much cultural liveliness to the area, despite its interruption due to economic difficulties. In recent years, it has been able to restart thanks to the initiative of the various authorities involved. When he passed away in 2002, Fritz Röd bequeathed his artist workshop to the municipality, which today houses a cultural center. It's not hard to find Röd's trail. At the Bella Vista restaurant, for example, you can admire 14 works of art. The artist used to dine here with his wife and friends. Next to the Church of San Lorenzo, however, you will inevitably come across life-size sculptures of two young boys. Finally, don't miss a trip to Tovetto, where you will find a beautiful bronze door made by sculptor for the Chapel of San Sebastiano. Röd moved to Italy attracted by its history and art. We know that he admired the sculptures Giacomo Manzù and Marino Marini, but it was the nature of the Ligurian territory that kidnapped him. These are the words the artist wrote in one of his catalogues: "My olive-growing friend, dress Mother Earth as winter approaches, as if she were a maiden invited to her first dance." Between art and olive groves, Villa Faraldi confirms itself as one of the most fascinating destinations in the Gulf of Teano.